Hello, my friends, and welcome to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These stories are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is The Christmas Story by Jane Werner. There once was a young lady named Mary. She lived a long, long time ago, but such a wonderful thing happened to her that we remember her still today. One day, an angel appeared to Mary. "You are blessed among women," the angel said. "For you shall have a son, whom you shall name Jesus. He shall be called the Son of God, and his kingdom shall never end." "I am glad to serve the Lord," said Mary. "May it be as you have said." Then the angel disappeared. Mary married a good man from Nazareth. His name was Joseph, and he was a carpenter. When Joseph had to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem to pay his taxes in his father's town, Mary went with him. It was a long and tiring journey, for Mary was pregnant. When they reached Bethlehem, they found many travelers there. And because of this, it was hard to find a place to stay. All of the inns were crowded. So many innkeepers closed their doors to Mary and Joseph, turning them away, saying they had no room. Until at last, one innkeeper, seeing Mary, felt sorry for them, and he showed them to a stable full of warm, sweet hay. There Mary had her baby, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. There also in that country were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them in shining glory, and the shepherds were afraid. But the angel said to them, "There is nothing to fear. I come to bring you news of great joy, which shall come to all people. For a child is born this day in Bethlehem, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly the sky was full of angels, and they were all praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angels disappeared into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see the thing which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried to the town, found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. The shepherds, when they left, told everyone about the child. Now, when Jesus was still a baby, there three wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" they asked. "For we have seen the star in the east, and we have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled in his wicked heart. He called the wise men to him and asked them just when the star had first appeared. Then he sent them off to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search for the young child, and when you have found him, bring word back to me, so that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, the wise men departed. Behold, the star which they had seen in the east, it was before them. Still, it stood over the place where the child lay. When they saw the star, the wise men rejoiced and they were glad. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. They opened their treasures and laid them before him. They had gold and frankincense and myrrh. Being warned by God that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country and took another path. The child was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was even born. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and full of wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. The end. Well, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you'll join us again next week for another story or two. If you'd like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslins@gmail.com. That's mamaroslins@gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. Christmas is not about presents, but about the wonderful gift of Christ. And as always, my friends, until next time, be blessed.